In 2004, the country was in the middle of the so-called housing bubble. Prices were rising all across the country. Here in Northwest Florida, it was a bit more subdued.
We were kind of 50-50 between buyers and sellers market in 2004.
Lynn Peters is the president of the Pensacola Association of Realtors. She says that the inventory of available houses in the Pensacola region was selling nicely in the months before Hurricane Ivan. As 2004 began, there were over 2,100 properties for sale in the market. By August, that was down to under 1,700.
It was a nice steady flow. There was a nice mix of buyers and sellers across the board for townhomes and condos and homes and even land. So it was a nice mix.
So houses were selling, and the median price was about $118,000. And if you were looking for a place to rent, Peter said there was no problem there.
There was a good number of rentals. I mean, because we have so much military in the area, pre-Ivan, there were plenty of rentals to be had, and the rental prices were affordable.
That all changed on the morning of September 16th. Greg Strader, the executive director of BRACE, the Be Ready Alliance, coordinating for emergencies, recalls how many people's lives and homes were affected by the storm.
6,000 homes in our community destroyed, 12,000 with major damage, 105,000 households affected. Nearly 80,000 families registered for FEMA assistance. 4,300 businesses in our community closed for the last time as a result of the impacts of Hurricane Ivan.
And as with everything else, that's when everything changed in the real estate market. Lynn Peters recalls the days and weeks after Ivan.
Well, no one was answering their phone, so it was a matter of driving by and seeing what was happening with the homes that we had listed for sale. And obviously we were, determining what was going to happen as far as the properties that were going to have to be completely wiped out or destroyed or torn down or repaired. So the market was changing. It probably took about a good month after that people got over the shock. And that's when people started thinking, okay, what am I really going to do? Am I going to rent a house elsewhere? The people that had their homes that were destroyed or repairable, but they couldn't live there. So they were thinking about where they wanted to be, and that's when the market shifted.
And by the market shifted, she means prices began to explode. The number of available homes for sale dwindled by thousands in the weeks and months after the storm, and if you were looking for a rental, forget about it.
Rentals were not to be had, because everyone that needed a home, where they were actually driving up to homes that were listed for sale inland, asking them if they could rent them instead of buying them. Or, if they wanted to buy them, if they had to buy them, the pricing was really getting unmanageable. They were getting into bidding wars. They were multiple offer scenarios on the homes that were still existing. And, people really needed to find homes. So we were doing a lot of work, all of us realtors, we were doing a lot of work maintaining a level of professionalism so that we weren't getting into that situation where the sellers were demanding an increase in price because of the supply and demand.
Lynn Peters says that places that were renting for $1,000 a month jumped to $1,500 or more in the weeks after Ivan. And even at those prices, there were waiting lists of families looking for places to rent. As the weeks and months went by, things began to ease up just a bit.
By December, I can tell you that we were down to probably a couple dozen names of families on a waiting list that we had for rentals. So, and then come January, after Hurricane Ivan, we were able to place everyone in homes.
But prices and supply took a long time to settle down. The following year, Hurricanes Dennis and Katrina put more strain on the availability of construction materials and labor. At that time, a lot of unlicensed contractors arrived from out of state to take advantage of the situation.
The quality of construction right after Ivan was a quick fix. So it didn't really start to come up to the quality level again until probably, like I said, mid-2006.
So that brings us to today. Here we are 10 years after Hurricane Ivan. What does the real estate market look like here on the Gulf Coast now? Lynn Peters says the situation after the storm really didn't do much to lessen the impact of the housing crisis in 2008. But like the rest of the country, things have slowly returned to normal. She says the future for the region looks good.
Now they're growing. Now, we are still probably 50-50 with a buyer and seller's market. And I think now people that had left are coming back, which is a good thing. So, you had these families that had second homes and third homes that were on the beaches are now coming back, which is great to see. And you're seeing a lot of new construction on the beaches, a lot of new construction. Builders are actually starting to build spec homes. They've started to build spec homes since the beginning of the year, and they get sold quickly. So, you know, the new construction homes are also selling. Pre-sale homes are selling. Everything is selling. I mean, it's a great feel in the market, and it's still improving. We still have a little bit of room to improve, but it's still improving, which is good.
Lynn Peters is the president of the Pensacola Association of Realtors. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.